Welcome to another podcast of The Shrink Is In. Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today the topic is procrastination. Although I may procrastinate, I'm not an expert in it, but my guest, Dr. Sipadan, is an expert in procrastination. She's a psychologist, a success coach, a media guest. She specializes in helping people enrich their lives, enhance their relationships, and overcome self-defeating patterns of behavior. So welcome to The Shrink Is In, Dr. Sipadan.
Why, thank you, Howie. Good to be here.
And before we start, I just want the audience to know that we're going to talk about her new book, How to Be Procrastination in the Digital Age, Six Unique Change Programs for Six Personality Styles. And Dr. Sipadan also has some other books, and if you want to look at them, Master Your Fears, How to Triumph Over Your Worries and Get On With Your Life, Now I Get It, Totally Sensational Advice on Living and Loving, and again, the new book on How to Be Procrastination. So the first question one would probably come to is, Dr. Sipadan, is what is procrastination?
Well, everybody believes they know what it is. It's not a hard word, and yet a lot of people have very different ideas about it because most people believe it's just nothing more than laziness, and it's not true. What procrastination really is, it's an unresolved approach avoidance conflict. Approach is something you want to go toward. Avoidance is something you want to stay away from. So you may know you want to do a task, and it could be something really pleasant. I spoke with one woman on the radio about she always wanted to take art lessons. And yet, because there was some fear there, she procrastinated on that and did that like 20 years after she had that idea. So what happens is with procrastination, you're torn between two impulses, to do or not to do. Now, when you're ambivalent about that, it would be great if you could resolve the ambivalence and say, well, I don't have the time now. I will do it tomorrow, the proverbial tomorrow, which means that people do not get to it. But if you're not ambivalent about it, then you do create a time. And so procrastination, keep in mind, is something that you are ambivalent about, so it's tough for you to choose a clear commitment to action.
So when people have a clear path, they're not prone to procrastinate.
No, they may put it off, and put it off can actually be quite a good thing to do. If you're overburdened with too many things, if you don't have the energy right now, if you know you would like to speak with somebody whose opinion you trust before you go ahead and do the task, then that makes a lot of sense. But procrastination has this sense that you're just dragging your heels. You know you should be doing it. It weighs on you. You worry about it. It becomes a burden, and yet you don't do it. Or you only do it when somebody's really on your case, and you're not doing it out of your own free accord.
So it's kind of like the kid who studies at the very end when the gun is on them, so to speak.
Right, exactly. I mean, what I've done that's unique is as I've worked with patients, I realize that people procrastinate for very different reasons. So what you just described is the crisis maker. And the crisis maker says, I cannot get motivated until I'm under the gun, until there's just so much pressure on me that then I have to do it. And they believe they cannot do anything unless they're under unless they get that adrenaline rush. And so they create a crisis, and that becomes a habit. It becomes a habit that you wait until the last minute and then get to do it.
So I'm assuming that's one of your six styles of
it
procrastination?
Is, yes.
So what would be the other five?
Well, let me break it down. The first one, which a lot of people relate to, is the perfectionist. And you would think a perfectionist would not procrastinate, but that's not true. The perfectionist often either procrastinates starting a task because it's so humongous in your mind, or completing a task because it's not quite good enough. I often tell people that I was the first one out of my doctorate program, and that was not because I was the best or the brightest, but because I was the least compulsive about putting one more study into my dissertation thesis. And so I knew what I wanted. I wanted to get that degree, and I wanted it to be a good dissertation, but I didn't need it to be perfect. So now the opposite of that, because these styles relate to the outer polarities of three traits. The opposite of the perfectionist is the dreamer. And the dreamer hates dealing with all those annoying, bothersome details. They tend to be very creative, charismatic people. They're often very charming. They have great ideas, only they don't follow through with it. They'd like somebody else to do all the work, and they just come up with the ideas. Mm-hmm. The third one is the warrior, and that is the opposite of the crisis maker that I mentioned before. The warrior is too concerned about what might happen if. They're afraid to make a change, afraid to take a risk, and so they procrastinate on things because they think, well, what if? And all kinds of things that get them frightened. Mm-hmm. While the crisis maker, as I said before, just lets it go, and not sufficiently concerned about what might happen if they don't do it, until, of course, it's crunch time. And if I can add about that, when you're in college, it's not so bad if you do that because you have a whole lot of energy. You don't have to be at work the next day. But if you develop that as a life pattern and you're a crisis maker when you're in working with a team at work, or you're over 25 years old and you know, if you stay up all night doing it, it's going to affect you the next day, affect your family, affect your work family. There are all kinds of consequences to that. Then the last two are the defier and the pleaser, and that relates to your relationship with other people. The defier often says, but why should I do it? And they don't work with the team being their family or their work group or the community group, and so they put off doing the task that should be just part of your responsibility of being a team member. And the pleaser is so anxious to please that you go about saying yes to everything, and you end up with so much to do because you're saying yes to whatever anybody else wants, and procrastination becomes your way of saying no, because you end up with so much on your plate you really can't do what you have said you would do. And you certainly can't attend to your responsibilities in a timely way.
Dr. Sepehn, I know you have a quiz on your website.
I do.
To find out which kind of procrastinator one is?
Yes, it's a mini quiz. So there are 12 questions in it. The full quiz is in the book. And you will learn a lot about your style. Now, what a lot of people, let me mention the name of the website. It's sixstylesofprocrastination.com. Or if you forget that one, you could get to beatprocrastinationcoach.com. Because I do coaching with people as well as writing the book, which was, as a matter of fact, I decided to write the book because I am coaching people and cannot coach everybody who wants my services. So I figured, why not put some of these skills and strategies and tips and techniques into a book that would be available to everyone? So, once you take the quiz and you define what your major styles are, because you may relate to more than one. And it's good not to panic if you do, because these are human traits. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you, but surely one or two of these styles will jump out at you as, yes, I'm that. And then what I have in the book is six different change programs for each style. And the change programs have very specific skills and strategies to learn that will help you do things in a timely way so that you will feel really good about this improved, updated part of you. It's not like you have to change into another kind of person. It will be you, your personality style, but just an improved version of it.
Dr. Sepehn, why is procrastination so hard to change?
Well, you know, people say just do it, or, you know, just get organized, or just something. And I hate that word just when it relates to personality change. Because, as I said with the six styles, procrastination is so driven by very strong emotions and tenacious personality traits. The perfectionist wants everything to be perfect. You know, a worrier worries. These are not things you could just snap your fingers and say go away. And if it was simple, surely if you've got a long-standing procrastination habit, I'm sure one of your parents or both of your parents have been nagging you forever. Your teachers have been scolding you forever. So surely you would have been cured of it years ago if it was a simple solution. It's not. To change an embedded habit, and it is embedded in your personality style, you really need to learn specific skills and strategies tailored to your personality style. Because the right advice for one style is the wrong advice for another one. I'll give you an example or two of that, okay?
Terrific.
Like I tell the perfectionists, every perfectionist has a list of stuff to do. I tell the perfectionist to shorten your list because the perfectionist will put so much on the list that they cannot get to it. And then they feel like they have been a failure. I had a speaking engagement at the Smithsonian, and a woman in the audience came up to me and she said, I was at your last speaking engagement, and I was that person you spoke about in this engagement that you said that this person, whenever she did any of the tasks, she erased it. She did it on paper. Her list was on paper and pencil, and she would erase what she did. Therefore, she had no visual definition of what she had accomplished. And she said, I am that person, and now I write everything on my computer. I don't delete it. I give myself a star on the computer when I've completed it, and it makes me feel so good. So perfectionists are never satisfied with what they do. And so I tell them to shorten the list, aim for excellence, not perfection. While with the dreamer, who doesn't spend enough time with details, I tell them to make a list. Make a list of what you're going to do and differentiate that list from what you're going to try to do or what you're going to do in the future or what you think you'd like to do, but make a to-do list what you will really do this week or this day. That helps the dreamer become more focused, less vague, while the perfectionist is so focused on details, you want to get them off of that.
I want to remind the audience, I'm talking to Dr. Linda Sepaden about her new book, How to Be Procrastination in the Digital Age, 6 Unique Change Programs for 6 Personality Styles. So what in the digital age makes it even harder to change procrastination?
There are so many accessible, appealing, addictive distractions around. I find it hard myself to get off the computer and sometimes some games. But the beepers beckon, the entertainment entices, you know, the social networks seduce us. It's really hard to focus on the things that, as I said, not only need to do, but we want to do that are not the digital programs. So if you spend a whole lot of stuff with your tech things and find that all of a sudden an hour or two are gone, that's an hour or two you could have been working on either your personal goals or your career goals or your organizational goals or your get in shape goals, you know, and all of that time is wasted. So it's all these distractions that is so easy, so right in front of our face, so much everybody else is on them, that it's a lot harder to break a procrastination habit.
So would you say that even people who may not be significant procrastinators, that they too may benefit from reading your book?
Absolutely. If you are a well-accomplished person, but you would love to have a tailwind at your back, making things easier and swifter for you, you will find a great deal of help. I think of the book as a resource because there's no way you're going to get to everything in just a few sessions and certainly implement everything. After the quiz and after the orientation chapter, then you can go to the chapter that's dedicated to your top style or styles. And there you will find empowering thinking skills. So you want to like tweak the way you think, as I said, with the perfectionist to aim for excellence, not perfection. You want to tweak the way you speak because speaking definitely influences thought and action. And you want to tweak the way you do things. Let me give you one example that's so powerful, particularly with worriers about the speaking skills. Worriers very frequently say, I don't know how, I can't do this, I'm afraid of this. And that's what stops them from going forward. So I tell worriers, begin a sentence with, I don't know. And people will write something like, I don't know how to write this report. And then I say, make that a compound sentence. Say, I don't know how to write this report, But one thing I do know is, and it's amazing how the warrior will light up. Well, one thing I do know is I can ask this person. One thing I do know is I can look at previous reports that other people have done on this topic, but they come up with all kinds of things. One thing you can do, that gets you out of the worry trap and gets you into, yes, I can start this, and not feeling so overwhelmed by the whole project. So that's one example of how you speak when you end your sentence in a positive, upbeat way versus a negative, I can't, I don't know. It's very empowering.
Dr. Sapanian, we're out of time.
Well,
it goes by pretty fast.
Yes, I can talk a long time on this topic. I've worked with so many people. It's empowering to me to empower others this way.
So before we close, can you let the audience know how they can find you, find more about you, get a hold of you in terms of your services?
Okay, well, the best way to do that is to go to my website. I actually have two websites. One is called Psych Wisdom, psychwisdom.com, and there's a free e-newsletter there that you can subscribe to. And that's all kinds of interesting articles on one of the popular ones is how to live with a narcissist, how to deal with passive-aggressive behavior, how to become more optimistic, all kinds of interesting articles. But to get focused on procrastination, you need to go to the beatprocrastinationcoach.com. And you can buy the book there as a paperback or as a downloadable one, or you can buy it on Kindle or Nook. So you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and definitely check it out. It will be a very good investment for your future. Or for that person who is in total denial and doesn't even want to talk about procrastination, but you know they have a problem. Mm. And on my website, I also have a section devoted to coaching. And I will let you know how coaching can help you. And coaching is not therapy. It is done for a specific goal or goals so that you do whatever you want to accomplish in a more proficient way. So that section will tell you how that works.
I can't thank you enough. I enjoy talking to you. And everybody I know is a little procrastinator. So,
yes. Well, a little procrastination is not such a bad thing. But when it becomes a major problem, or a moderate mm-hmm. problem and is preventing you from reaching your personal career goals, get with the program and do something about it. So
okay.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And I will. Thank you for being on my show.
Thanks.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gerb. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gerb, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.